Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our reading today is from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. And as I read this, this is about Caleb. He's 85 years old. And as I read this, I'd like to think about him and how he's described and what it might mean to be young at heart. How would he be an example to us, regardless of our age? What would it mean to be young at heart according to his example? The people of Judah came to Joshua at Gilgal. Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kizzite, said to him, "You know what God said to Moses, the man of God, in Kadesh Barnea concerning you and me. I was 40 years old when Moses, the servant of God, sent me from Kadesh Barnea to spy out the land. And I brought him an honest report. My companions who went with me made the heart of the people melt." If you remember, Caleb and Joshua were the two who brought back a positive report. The land is flowing with milk and honey. The others said, no way we're going to do this. "My companions who went with me made the heart of the people melt, yet I wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God. Moses swore on that day, saying, 'Surely the land on which your foot has trodden shall be an inheritance for you and your children forever, because you have wholeheartedly followed the Lord my God.' And now," said Caleb, "as you see, the Lord has kept me alive, as he said, these 45 years since the time when the Lord spoke his word to Moses, while Israel was journeying through the wilderness. And here I am today, 85 years old. I am as strong as I was on the day when Moses sent me. My strength now is as my strength was then, for war, for going out and coming in. So give me this hill country of which the Lord spoke to me on that day. For you heard on that day how Anakim were there with great fortified cities." These, according to the discouraging report, were giants who lived in these fortified cities. Notice, he's asking me, let me take care of them, okay? Let them be my responsibility. "It may be that the Lord will be with me, and I shall drive them out as the Lord said." Then Joshua blessed him and gave Hebron to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, for an inheritance. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen. Last week, I was driving along and listening to the radio, and this radio station happened to be playing an old Frank Sinatra song. You remember it? If you're young at heart, remember that one? "And if you survive to 105, look at all you'll derive out of being alive. And here is the best part. You have a head start if you are among the very young at heart." And that made me think of it. Am I young at heart? Are we young at heart? Regardless of our age, whether we're 25 or 35 or 65 or 85, are we young at heart? I don't know. A friend sent me this email. This was supposed to describe older people. And I don't know why he sent it to me, but he did. And it went like this. You know you're growing older when everything hurts, and what doesn't hurt doesn't work. When your little black book contains only names ending in MD. When you sit on a rocking chair and can't get it going. And when your knees buckle, but your belt won't. Now, they can be signs of growing older. I recognize some things there. But I think our age is not necessarily how old our arteries are, but it has a lot to do with our attitudes. And I think, you know, regardless of our age, we can be young at heart. When we have a spirit of adventure, when we're willing to have courage and to grow and to try new things, and to stay close to God too. And I think Caleb in the Old Testament, this 85-year-old guy, is a good example for us as we think about being young at heart. What were some of his qualities? This is the backstory, and some of it you remember from Moses' time. When the people of Israel came out of captivity in Egypt, they went down into the Sinai Peninsula, into the desert. And there came a point when Moses sent out spies to reconnoiter what they were going into as they went into the promised land, into Israel. And two of the spies, Joshua and Caleb, came back with very positive reports. They said, this is a land flowing with milk and honey. It's beautiful. It's ours. But 10 of the spies came back from their reconnoiter, and they said, oh, the place is full of giants and fortified cities. I mean, before these giants, these Anakim, we were just like little grasshoppers, completely powerless. We can't go in there. And the people of Israel, of course, who did they believe? The negative report. And so they wandered 40 years more in the wilderness. And the first generation out of Egypt passes away. Only two are left, Caleb and Joshua. The rest are a new generation. And once again now, the people are planning to go into the promised land and how they're going to do it. And it's at this point when this 85-year-old man says, give me the hill country. Give me the giants. I'll take them on. Now, what does this say about being young at heart? I think, first of all, one quality of this man, Caleb, this 85-year-old, was that he had a dream. You know, some dreams don't go that far in life and shouldn't go that far. As much as I don't like the idea, I will never be a cowboy. Yet when I was young, that was my ideal. I'm not going to be a LeBron James. You know, some dreams we let go of, some dreams of youth. But there are other dreams that are creative, that can last a lifetime. And look at your own life. What might that dream be? I've always liked, I think when the Red Sox won the World Series, somebody held up a placard with this message on it. It said, impossible dream comes true. What are the dreams of your heart? when Patty and I were out in the Cleveland area, there was a ball game back in 93 with Jim Abbott. Do any of you remember him, Jim Abbott? Just about this time of year, he was, and I think he was with the Yankees, I'm not sure, but I think he might have been with the Yankees. They were playing the Cleveland Indians, and he had a shutout. He was the pitcher, and he had a shutout. The other team made no runs. He struck them all out. And that happens from time to time. There's nothing unusual about that. But what was unusual was, if you remember, he had been born with only one hand. Yet he wanted to become a major league player. And he had that dream, and he worked toward that dream. And he built up that left arm. And he was in the majors for 10 years. And it's good on a Labor Day weekend to remember what happened to him after he played ball. He headed an organization that realized that that there were many, many disabled people in this country, and many, many of them did not have work. They couldn't get work. And this is what he and his organization did. They found work for people who were disabled. Some people have memories, but they don't have dreams. They remember the past, but don't look to the future. And they tend to be kind of grumpy, kind of complaining. We all need a dream, something to look forward to in this life. And look at your own heart. What is your dream? What are you looking forward to? Caleb had this dream of a promised land, of a homeland for his people. And he kept that through hard times, you know, wandering in the wilderness 40 years. And he and Joshua entered that promised land. Is there a dream in your heart? Is there something you're looking to for the future? There's something else about Caleb, and that is, again, he chose the roughest assignment when they were going into Israel. He chose the hill country, the mountains. He chose the giants. And I think the question for us is, to be young at heart, are we ready to take on the hill country? Are we ready to take on the giants in our own lives? Because I think we need a challenge too, don't we, to be young at heart? We need a challenge. I remember Frank Lloyd Wright, you know, the architect, was once asked what his masterpiece was. And what do you think he said? The next one. The next one. Clint Eastwood, he must be in his 80s now. He's an old guy. And he was once asked, what was his secret to success? And he said, you know, taking on the challenge, not staying stuck in the same place, taking on new life, doing new things. And referring to those spaghetti westerns he used to make, which I actually liked, but taking on, talking about those spaghetti westerns, he said, you know, at my age in the 80s, it would be kind of silly for me to be out on the plains of Spain in a serape. You remember him? He wore these serape. He was able to take on the challenge of change, to adjust to new circumstances. Are we willing in our own lives to take on the giants, the hill country, the fortified city? Now, Patty is visiting this morning, and this is a story about us coming back from Africa. And we were way out in a very deserted area, way out in the middle of nowhere, where the roads were either dirt, or sometimes there would be two tarred tracks that you would travel on. And occasionally there would be a car go by, but it was mostly cows and goats that you had to deal with. Can you imagine the culture shock coming back to the States and driving here and trying to get on a road like 84, where the cars are going, you know, 60, 70, 80 miles an hour, and you come up that entry ramp, and nobody is slowing down for you to come on. They're just whizzing right by. And Patty, and she represents both of us in this, Patty came up the entry ramp, and these cars are whizzing by, and she stopped. You know, how is she going to get on that road? And the cars start lining up behind her, and finally, some very irate driver, angry driver, drove up beside her, rolled down his window, and said, "Hey, lady, the sign says yield, not give up." When we're faced with the fears of life, are there times when we're ready to give up too quickly? That wasn't Caleb's style. He's for climbing mountains. He's for taking on the giants and making done with them. Did we follow him there? So here's a man who dreams of promised land, doesn't let go of that dream. But he's also got a courage to take on the giants. And I think there's something else that makes this man young at heart. And that is, he stays close to God. There's a woman who often writes about our age when she says, I think it's Alice Van Langerkamp. And when she was writing one piece, she said, you know, when we've had over 50 years of life experience, most of us know we need a power beyond family, beyond friends, beyond ourselves. And then she went on to say, there is more wrought by prayer than this world knows. Caleb was a man of God all the way through. When he's 40, through all those rough years in the wilderness, he remains faithful. And I think that is a way to be young at heart, to stay close to God. As we share the bread and the wine this morning, we remember Christ's presence, that we're not alone in this life, that we're part of something much bigger than ourselves. Amen.